Whether you're watching this first thing in the morning or it's 10 minutes before the bell rings at the end of the day, Fridays are awesome. I'm Carl Azus with CNN Student News. There are just over 316 million people in the U.S., and two-thirds of them are feeling a blast of unseasonably cold weather. Now, cold is relative. Today's high here in Atlanta, Georgia, is 46, but it's normally 64 this time of year. The other day, Casper, Wyoming's high was 2, as in 2 degrees. It's normally 45 right now. Denver, Colorado, Lubbock, Texas, Livingston, Montana, they've all set records this week involving cold temperatures for mid-November. It's not that it never gets cold in these places or other American cities. It's that it never does it so early in the season. So why?
Blame the bomb cyclone. Yep, that's right. Bomb cyclone is actually a real weather term. Frigid weather and snow are already in the U.S. So how did it happen? Blame it on the leftovers from Super Typhoon Nuri. It barreled up to Alaska, mixing warm tropical air with the polar vortex and changing the direction of the jet stream, allowing cold air to spill into the U.S. Normally, the polar vortex stays where it's supposed to be, in the North Pole, trapping frigid air up where it belongs. But the bomb cyclone shook things up and sent all that Arctic air south. Bottom line, winter came early, and it might be here to stay.
Quite a different natural event to catch you up on in the 50th U.S. state. We've been reporting on a slow-moving disaster, a creeping lava flow from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. Since late June, the 2,000-degree lava has been bubbling its way toward a Hawaiian town named Pahoa. It overtook and burned down a home there earlier this week. It happened in 45 minutes. No one was hurt. The family had evacuated in September. There's hope for other parts of the community. For several days now, there's been a pause in the lava's advance. The eruption hasn't stopped, but the main lava flow isn't moving toward structures at this time. Scientists with the European Space Agency say their Rosetta mission is trying to answer very big questions about the solar system's history. But a simpler question they're working on involves their comet lander. Where exactly is it? The $1.4 billion mission made history this week by placing a spacecraft on the comet 67P, but not everything's gone according to plan.